God's word. Hallelujah. Before I get into the message this morning, I want to bring special honor, and I'll bring honor at the end of the service to every mother. We're grateful for all you great moms that are here today. You're a blessing. Amen. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, that Paul said in Ephesians 6, 2, honor your father and mother so your days be long on this earth. It's one of the commandments that has a promise that something follows it. There's blessing that comes with it. You know, and I'm honored. I'm honored. You know, I'm honored with my first mom. My mom, my mama lived on this earth till I was 24 years old, and then she went to be in heaven. But 2 years before my mom went to heaven, the Lord blessed me with a second mom. And I've had this second mom for 41 years. Amen. And she's been a blessing to me, and I thank you. Yeah. It's kind of hard to believe that when you're so young, isn't it? Amen. But what the Lord was reminding me of is in October of 1997, he also gave me another mom. He gave me a spiritual mom. And so many times we talk about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but we don't see the spiritual mom. And if you're born again, that means you have to come out of something. Okay? Amen? To be born again. So today, look with me in Galatians chapter 4, and I'll tempt to share this with, hopefully, by the help of the Lord, we'll all get understanding and revelation, and we'll be bettered by hearing the preaching and teaching of God's word. I'm going to read in verse number, start with 22. An allegory is a symbol that represents something else. There's mysteries in the Word of God that is only revealed through the Spirit. And that's why God wants us and gave us the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen? So as we look at this today, verse 22 says, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise, which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. The earthly Jerusalem is still in bondage. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate have made many more children than she which have an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. I titled this morning, Honor Your Mother. And we're going to look at the heavenly, the liberty, and the motherly. I don't even know what my points are. It doesn't matter. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration here? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me, your vessel. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers in this room. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and unto the Lord of Lords. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. You know, one of the things the Lord just wants us to recognize and realize as children of God, that we're born out of heaven. When I'm born again, I'm born out of heaven. I'm born out of heaven. So when I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, because I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, I became a citizen of the United States of America, because Atlanta is in the United States of America. But when I was born again from heaven, I became a citizen of heaven. And now what I am, I'm just here as an ambassador from heaven. My citizenship is in heaven. That's where I'm going to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So first, he wants us to see things through the heavenly eyes and not just through our natural eyes. So turn with me in your word today to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. The writer of Hebrews says in verse number 22. He says, "But you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant." We're in the covenant of promise, not of the covenant of bondage. We're in the covenant of promise, okay? "And to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than of Abel." You know, we're going to look at the spiritual side of this and not just the natural side. One of the things that I've witnessed in my life and what the Lord has shown me, everything manifests itself in the spirit realm before it ever does in the natural. And if you're seeing things in the spirit realm, sometimes if you're listening, you're sensitive, and you're watching, and you're obeying what the Lord says, he prevents so many things from hitting us. You know, we should never be hit blindsided. Amen? So what he was speaking to me about, he took me to Jesus in Matthew 27. So go back to Matthew 27. And I've never used this in this context before, but here's what the Lord was saying to me, and I'm going to share with you. Jesus, he's on the cross of Calvary. He's paying our debt that brings us from bondage to freedom. How many know that we're all born into bondage? We're all born in this world. And when you're born again, you go from bondage to freedom. Okay? Jesus is on the cross of Calvary. And he said, "And behold, the veil of the temple was rent twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks did rend." And what the Lord said to me is when that veil was torn from top to bottom, it gave you and I the opportunity to come into heaven as citizens of heaven. Amen. There was a place where only the high priest could go, and he couldn't even go there because half the time they would die going in the presence of God because they weren't holy enough. And Jesus paid the price for you and I and opened up the door. The veil is like a door that's been opened for you and I to step into the heavenly realm. Amen? And that's why Paul would say in Colossians chapter 3, Colossians 3, verse number 1, he says to us, he says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Why are so many people displeased and hurt on this earth and discouraged? It's because they're putting their hope in earthly things, and when they get discouraged, but when your eyes are on heaven and what God has in store for you, this world does not compare with eternity in any way. This is only a short journey here. He says, he reminds us, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, there's something about being born again. Amen. That you and I are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and powers and every name named in heaven and earth. Amen. In other words, God wants you to recognize and realize who you are. Now, I want you to understand, as a citizen of the United States of America, you have rights as a citizen of the United States of America. Your rights as a citizen of heaven far outreach your rights as a citizen of the United States. That gives you worldwide rights. Amen? Every nation, every tongue. Amen? In other words, it's not just about this small area in which we live. We serve a great big God. Amen? And when I see him, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what I ask or even think. Amen. So God wants you and I to recognize that where we're seated. Amen. So when you're facing something and you're going through something, that you can say, hey, this is only temporary. What you're going through is only temporary. This too shall pass. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, he wanted us to know, not only are we seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, but with that seating, where also comes liberty. But Jerusalem that is above is free. In other words, for by grace you are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any should boast. So to get this citizenship, it's a free gift. Amen? It's given to you and I freely. Jesus said, and John 8:32, he said, ye shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. And you shall be my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth makes us free. Amen? Yes. Turn with me in 2 Corinthians, we're talking about liberty, chapter 3. Verse number 17. The Word of God says this. He says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, every child of God, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. When I look into this Word, wait, I set this Word in front of me. When I look into his word, his glory is revealed. Amen? This is my mirror. It's not the mirror in your bathroom. This is what I'm supposed to reflect. You know, I look in the mirror, I have my reflection. This is the mirror. The word of God is the mirror. This is what he wants us to reflect. This is what we become. The word. And he says, but we have all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, then we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. When I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me what the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, as the word of God goes forth, our faith increases. Amen? I don't know about you, but every day I need more faith than I did for the day before.
Amen.
And faith, if faith comes by hearing and hear by the word of God, I got to be in the word. Because my faith is the substance of things I hope for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm looking in the glass. I'm seeing the image of God. As I'm looking in this glass, I'm looking in this word. I see his promises. And I see all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. He didn't say all the promises of God are yes or maybe so. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither son of man that he needs to repent. God said it. He's going to do everything he said he's going to do. Are you with me? Did I leave anybody yet? Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. Amen. We're free. We're looking at the liberty. But you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. Now, what makes me peculiar? One of the things that makes me peculiar is this. I praise God even when it doesn't look good. I give God glory even in the midst of the storm. That makes me peculiar. What is he shouting about? Doesn't he see what's going on? Why is he laughing? I'm not laughing at the circumstance or the situation. I'm laughing at the devil. Because he's a liar. And I read the book. And I know he loses. And I know I win. Hallelujah. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So he says as that we show where the praise of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in the time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. Listen to this. He went ahead and said in verse number 16 of chapter 2, 1 Peter. He says, as free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, or using your freedom for a cloak of evil or wickedness, but as the servants of God. Wait a minute. Honor all men. Wait. Love the brotherhood. What? Wait a minute. Fear God. Wait a minute. Honor the king. Or in our nation, honor the president. It's God's word. It's not my word. He didn't give me an option. He didn't give me an option. And he didn't give you and I an option. Whether we honor our mother or father or not. Whether your mama did you wrong, it doesn't matter. God said you honor her. You respect her. You show her honor. And when you honor her, even when she didn't deserve honor, you honor me. Amen. Amen. I was blessed. I was blessed. I was blessed with a godly mother. Amen. My mom waited on 9 children. She had diabetes and her feet were eating up. They stunk like dead meat. But she was constantly on her feet waiting on us. Sometimes I wish I could go back and change some of the things I did because I wouldn't have had her wait on me so much. She served us. She served us, and she did it with love. Amen. Amen. And I was blessed with that type of mother, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. In other words, no matter what's happened before in your life, the Holy Spirit is speaking. Now listen. No matter what's happened before in your life, no matter, you're the one that can make a difference. Don't step into the way you were treated and become the way you were treated. Make a difference. Make a difference. Be the one that changes things. Amen. 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 We can find something good in everyone. Let's not focus on the weak parts. Let's focus on the strengths. I remember, I don't know where I'm going here, but I'm going here. I remember when my mom passed away. Her body's in this funeral home. And this pastor from Atlanta, Georgia, who I was named after. All right, that's where I got Carl. It was from Carl Worcester. I was born during a revival. I came out of a revival, okay? But this man that I honored was taking pictures of my mom in the casket, which I thought was totally disgusting because I wasn't serving Jesus at the time, for one thing, and I didn't have a lot of love of Jesus flowing at the time, and I didn't understand. I still don't understand it. I don't know why. Mama wasn't there. Mama wasn't there. She was absent from the body, present with the Lord. She went from life to life, man. Amen. Amen. So I didn't understand that. So what I was saying that is so there was something that the devil tried to put on me because of that situation and that circumstance. But the Lord says, God's a God of liberty and love, to love one another, to honor one another, to respect one another. Amen. And when we honor one another, even when we're not doing right, amen, when Jesus honored me, I wasn't doing right. But in His love and His mercy and His grace, He came and swept me into His arms and received me into Himself. Amen. And He is doing the same forever. But if we push these people and we step on them when they're down, amen, amen, come on now, come on. I know there's a lot of moms in this valley that need some encouragement. Amen. I know there's a lot of people that need some encouragement. I know some people are going through some hard times. And God says He is with you, that He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. And you will be see in the end that He'll be glorified through and in it and through it. Amen. So where was I? Oh, we're honoring people. Amen. My wife's a good mama. She's been like my mama too. She would like to correct me sometimes, I think. Amen. And whether you're a mama in the natural or in the spiritual, or you desire to be a mama, open yourself up to receive the fullness of God. And those things that you dream of and desire will come to pass. Amen. I love the Lord. I love Him so much. Man, he is so good. He is so good. Some of the times when I think that I thought that this should go like this or this should go like that or whatever, and then I get disappointed because it didn't happen. And then the Holy Spirit, the Lord says, well, let me show you something. This is what would have happened if that happened. Yep. And I go, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just all just thank Jesus for a moment? Can we thank Jesus for who we are? Can we thank Jesus because He created us individually and there's not two of us alike? Amen? Amen. And God doesn't want you to be anyone else. He wants you to be the best you can be. Amen. Oh, he created some of us really unique. He did say in 1 Peter 2:9, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. So we have the liberty, and then we have the motherly. And the motherly here I have here is, we hear all the time about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We learn about being born again, but there is no mother figure. And there's a, now the Holy Spirit isn't the mother. The heaven is the mother. You're birthed from heaven. The New Jerusalem is the birther. It's the womb that brings forth the child. Amen? That's the womb of heaven. So look with me in Galatians chapter 4 again. Hallelujah. No one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son but by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the impregnator. Amen? If you want to look at it like that, because that's right. God wants you and I to understand, as in verse number 7, he says, wherefore thou art no more a servant but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a daughter. And if a daughter, then the heir of God through Christ. There's no, that we're sons and daughters of Christ. Amen? Born from heaven. So look with me in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 is recognized as the faith chapter. Amen? Verse number 16. The word of God says, but now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Amen. This is the new Jerusalem. This is the heavenly Jerusalem. Recognize the Jerusalem on this earth is still in bondage. We serve the new Jerusalem from heaven. Amen? Amen? So when I look at that, look at Titus chapter 3. I just thought it was interesting how God, you know, when I was asking him, well, where's mom at? Where's the mom figure? And he said, but the Jerusalem that is above is free. And is the mother of us all. Right. Amen? I didn't say it. God said it. Amen? So in Titus chapter 3, verse number 5, the word of God says this, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Amen? So in closing today, look with me in Galatians chapter 5. Study it out. Research it. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In other words, when the Apostle Paul was writing to the church of Galatia, they were trying to mix the law with grace. The law wasn't abolished in Christ Jesus, it was fulfilled. And you and I are complete in him, in Christ Jesus. So when we're looking at ourselves, we see we sit in heavenly places, that he's given us liberty and he's given us freedom. And that there is a mother, there's a new heaven and there's a new earth that's going to come down from heaven as we're going to dwell for eternity. All right? Now, Jesus will step down for a thousand years and he'll reign out of the natural Jerusalem. That's when the Jews come to him through the tribulation, after the tribulation, so it's no longer in bondage at that time. See, that place is in bondage until Jesus returns. But when he returns, there's freedom. That doesn't mean that there isn't any Jews saved. There's Jews that have received Jesus. Not everyone in Jerusalem is in bondage that received Jesus. But if they haven't received Jesus, they're still in bondage. And God is saying to you and I today, if we have not received Jesus, not just as our Savior, but as our Lord, we are still in bondage. We are still in bondage. But when we receive Christ Jesus, he takes us from our bondage and sets us free. For who the Son has made free is free indeed. Amen? Amen? Bow your heads and let us pray.